Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Tommy Two-Tone bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're continuing to rock and roll here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, thethirdingredient.com with the number three. And then, of course, always The Age of the Customer is my other book, theageofthecustomer.com. Tony Upoff is our guest, our good friend. He's the president of Thomas Net, and that organization is doing a lot to focus on the manufacturing industry and the companies that are all part of that. And Tony, tell us about Thomas Net.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. We have about 700,000 suppliers that are listed on Thomas Net. And every second, an engineer or procurement professional or what's called an MRO, maintenance, repair, and operations professional, will select a product or a supplier, evaluate a supplier on the platform. And we have become, and have been for 122 years, the leading resource for industrial buyers and suppliers. Obviously, it used to be a print business. Today, we're a modern data and platform company, and it gives us this crazy amount of data to be able to share with the industry. And we appreciate you having us on to share some of what our data shows.
Well, this is a sector of the marketplace that's near and dear to my heart. I've worked with them all my career, really, and no matter what I've done, I've been connected to the people who call on you for help. And of course, the good news about the digital transformation that you've made is that you can be more up to date in real time, and that's just better information. That brings me back to what I said in the last segment. It helps us to roll over the ups and downs, and this is the reason why people wonder why haven't we had another recession. Well, I think it's because we're a lot better at managing our supply chains, and your organization is part of that.
Yeah, Jim, I think you are spot on your analysis there. I think, if you take a bit of a step back to go forward here, a lot of economists were very baffled with the last recession we went through with how rapidly it appeared that we recovered from it. And I think part of this is I'll use the term agile. And it's not a new term, but came out of the software industry and before that, some of the light manufacturing industries. And I think what's happened is companies have gotten far more agile at managing their supply chains and getting visibility into their supply chains. And I think as a result, you're absolutely right. As economies shift and move, as different regions of the economy heat up or cool down, I think companies are much more able today. And you've nailed it. I think a lot of that comes from this digital transformation we're going through in this industry, where we can start to move in and around our supply chains in ways that, maybe, Jim, 10, 15 years ago would have been incredibly difficult for us to do.
And one of the things that's just, in my opinion, is the power of the U.S. economy is the stratification. We continue. We're like the filet bread dough that has all the little layers of bread in it, that you've seen in fancy.
Yeah.
We're like that. Every time you turn around, somebody's creating a new layer of some specialization, some kind of a new way of serving people. This economy continues to innovate and to create a new stratification of capability. And all that does is increase our flexibility. It increases our viability. But I want to come back to the report. 62% of your respondents preferred to buy products made in America. Is that up or down, do you think, from say 20 or 30 years ago?
It's a little bit up from last year, and I don't think it should be surprising, Jim. I think there's a lot of reasons for that, and I think partly because what we touched on earlier, that we're seeing a sense of perspective and understanding about U.S. manufacturing, where the misperceptions, are starting to go away, and the average American has a heightened sense of awareness. You know, it's interesting, too, Jim. I don't know if you saw the sub-bullet to this. Is 62% prefer to buy products made in America, which is a bit up. But 55, over half, think the quality of U.S.-made products are superior to those made in Asia or Central America.
And that is different from, say, 30 or 40 years ago.
You got it. That's up a bit. And again, I think what's happening is I think we as an industry are doing a better, better job of showcasing what's really happening in these industries. But also think about what you said. You pick up the Wall Street Journal, you pick up Forbes or, you know, other periodicals out there. It's not uncommon today to see really interesting and fascinating stories about U.S. manufacturing and the economy. I'll give you one that we touched on and was picked up elsewhere. Apple has been investing in their supply chain relatively quietly. But they made an investment in a division of Corning that's based in Lexington, Kentucky. It's the second tranche that they put in. They did $200 million back several years ago, and they just put another $275 million in it. The number of jobs they're creating, the impact that's happening on, you know, Lexington, Kentucky, that heretofore was basically had an economy based on the thoroughbred racing industry. But they did it because the quality of the workmanship there. Mm-hmm. Apple's not giving money away. Mm-hmm. That's not what
they're doing. Let me tell you something else. There's another thing that's going on that I report on here on the show. In fact, I talked about it yesterday. Our energy sector is such that people can move factories back to the United States and sit their factory on top of the energy source, the natural gas source that's going on in this country, and that's the savings that they can't get in other countries where they have to bring in the natural gas. And it's offsetting some of the other costs. That's a huge part of this, Tony. Hold on to that thought.
It is huge.
I need your website, Tony.
ThomasNett.com.
ThomasNett.com, folks. Check it out. And Tony Uphoff and I will be right back after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.